was a black hole set in a rugged promontory of rock, which fluted down from the higher cliffs behind like a piece of solidified scree. The snowstorm broiled round the dark entrance like mist. The storm was turning brown as the fusion flame heated the frozen ground of the plain itself, melting it and plucking it out in an earthy spray. With hardly a bump, and only a little settling as the legs sank into the now soggy surface of the swept plain, the cat touched the surface of Shah's world. Hawser looked straight ahead at the tunnel entrance. It was like a deep, dark eye staring back. The motors died. The steam drifted. Disturbed snow fell back, and some new flakes formed as the suspended water in the air froze once more. The cat clicked and creaked as it cooled from the heat produced by both the friction of re-entry and its own plasma jets. Water gurgled, turning to slush over the scoured surface of the plain. Hawser switched the cat's bow laser to standby. There was no movement or sign from the tunnel. The view was clear now, the snow and steam gone. It was a bright, sunny, windless day. "Well, here we are," Hawser said, and immediately felt foolish. Yalson nodded, still staring at the screen. "Yep," Wobslin said, checking screens, nodding. "Feet have sunk in half a meter or so. We'll have to remember to run the motors for a while before we try to lift off when we leave. They'll freeze solid in half an hour." "Hmm," Hawser said. He watched the screen. Nothing moved. There were no clouds in the light blue sky, no wind to move the snows. The sun wasn't warm enough to melt the ice and snow, so there was no running water, not even any avalanches in the distant mountains. With the exception of the seas, which still contained fish, but no longer any mammals, the only things which moved on Shah's world were a few hundred species of small insects, slow-spreading lichen on rocks near the equator, and the glaciers. The humanoids' war, or the Ice Age, had wiped everything else out. Hawser tried the coded message once more. There was no reply. "Right," he said, getting up from his seat. "I'll step out and take a look." Wobslin nodded. Hawser turned to Yalson. "You're very quiet," he said. Yalson didn't look at him. She was staring at the screen and the unblinking eye of the tunnel entrance. "Be careful," she said. She looked at him. "Just be careful, all right?" Hawser smiled at her, picked up Craiglin's laser rifle from the floor, then went through to the mess. "We're down," he said as he went through. "See?" Dorolo said to Avija. Nysin drank from his hip flask. Balveda gave the changer a thin smile as he went from one door to the other. Unahar Klosp resisted the temptation to say anything and wriggled out of the seat straps. Hawser descended to the hangar. He felt light as he walked. They had switched to ambient gravity on the way over the mountains, and Shah's world produced less pull than their standard G used on the cat. Hawser rode the hangar's descending floor to the now refreezing marsh, where the breeze was fresh and sharp and clean. "Hope everything's all right," Wobslin said, as he and Yalson watched the small figure wade through the snow toward the rocky promontory ahead. Yalson said nothing, but watched the screen with unblinking eyes. The figure stopped, touched its wrist, then rose in the air and floated slowly across the snows. "Ha," Wobslin said, laughing a little. "I'd forgotten we could use AG here. Too long on that damn O." "Won't be much use in those fucking tunnels," Yalson muttered. Hawser landed just to the side of the tunnel entrance. From the readings he had already taken while flying over the snow, he knew the tunnel door field was off. Normally, it kept the tunnel within shielded from the snow and the cold air outside, but there was no field there, and he could see that a little snow had blown into the tunnel and now lay in a fan shape on its floor. The tunnel was cold inside, not warm as it should be, and its black, deep eye seemed more like a huge mouth now that he was close to it. He looked back at the cat, facing him from 200 meters away, a shining metal interruption on the white expanse, squatting in a blast mark of brown. "I'm going inside," he told the ship, aiming a tight beam at it rather than broadcasting the signal. "Okay," Wobslin said in his ear. "You don't want somebody there to cover you?" Yalson said. "No," Hawser replied. He walked down the tunnel, keeping close to the wall. In the first equipment bay were some ice sleds and rescue gear, tracking apparatus and signal beacons. It was all much as he recalled it. In the second bay, where the flyer should have been, there was nothing.